Good afternoon, everyone. Today I'm here to present in the topic Gold Nanoparticles Enhances Seed Germination, Growth, and Yield of Onion. So let me first start with the introduction of onion and onion production. Oil production of about 93 million tons of bulk from 4.9 million hectares, and in terms of production, United States ranked third after China and India. Annual consumption of onion per bulb is approximately 20.4 pounds, and it is grown nearly all white from tropical to the cool temperate climates. It is used as food and spice in diets of almost all cultural areas. It has a long history of traditional and medicinal uses because of the phytochemicals present in onion, especially like vitamins and minerals like calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, and potassium. So besides vitamins and minerals, onion has also many health benefit compounds like flavonoids, especially quercetin, camphorol, isoniazid, myrisetin, phenolic acids, saponins, and different organosulfur compounds. However, there is a problem in onion production, especially when we have like very aged old onion seeds, then there is always problem with onion production. So the challenges in onion production are poor longevity of seeds. It tends to lose viability rapidly under subtropical condition, and damages occurring at the membrane, nucleic acid, and protein levels during aging. Then other detrimental effects associated with the aging of seeds are low enzyme activity, decline in the antioxidant potential of the cell. So slow seed germination exposes seedlings to the adverse environmental condition, resulting seedling vigor, ultimately economic losses for the growers. So what could be the solution to address these challenges? One of the solutions could be nanotechnology. Nanotechnology means it is the modern resource that deals with the synthesis and manipulation of the particle that ranges in nanometer in sizes. At least one of the dimensions should be less than 100 nanometer in size. And due to the very small in size, it exhibits novel properties, novel physical, chemical, and biological properties. Sufficient food production with suitable quality for the growing old population has made it necessary to revise common crop production system, and nanotechnology could be the one. This is the slide I'm trying to show the how small is nano, and thus the nanoparticle which I'm working in my research for treating the onion seeds are in the range of antibody and viruses. National Science Foundation estimates that in coming decade, nanotechnology will have a $1 trillion impact on the global economy and employ 2 million workers. And nanofood market is expected to surge from $12 billion in 2015 to $20.4 billion by 2020 globally. And more than 1,200 companies today are already active in research and development in the field of nanotechnology. And application of nanotechnology is a very interdisciplinary field, and it has a myriad application in the field of medicinal science, alternative energy, environmental restoration, information technology. And today I will be discussing more on the application of nanotechnology in agriculture. Nanotechnology in agriculture, it is mainly used for the soil improvement, like nano-fertilizer, crop production, like nano-pesticides, nano-herbicides, and precision farming, using nano-sensors for the detection of plant pathogens and the crop improvement. So here I'm trying to focus on the role of nanoparticles in seed germination. So due to higher surface-to-volume ratio and small sizes, then it increases the reactivity and helps to penetrate into the pores of the seed. Especially in onion seeds, the seed coat of the onion seeds are semi-permeable. So it creates the seed coat nanopores for water permeation and trigger the expression of aquaporin genes. And these aquaporin genes, they allow the seed to imbibe more water and nitrogenated fertilizers and mediated the generation of reactive oxygen species in oxidative window range, that is like optimum range, which helps in loosening the cell wall, endosperm weakening, and rapid water uptake induces enzyme activity, phytohormones that stimulate the physiological growth and act as nanocatalyst. So commercially, nanoparticles normally in market, they are prepared using the toxic chemicals like sodium hydrazine, borohydride, which are very toxic to the environment, which are not environmentally friendly at all. And if you want to produce those particles in a large scale, obviously it is very expensive. So instead of using those toxic chemicals in my research, I'm trying to focus using more agro-industrial byproduct. Like for preparing turmeric oil nanoemulsion, I'm using turmeric byproduct from curcumin industry for preparing the turmeric oil nanoemulsion. And here we use the turmeric oil and sorbitan monolaurate to prepare the lipophilic phase, which was mixed with twin 20 as a hydrophilic phase to get the turmeric nanoemulsion. And after preparation of nanoemulsion, we characterize using zeta sizer to get the hydrodynamic diameter. Similarly, I also prepared the other nanoemulsion called citrus cereal nanoemulsion using the byproduct from citrus industry. We can use citrus peel or citrus seed to prepare those citrus cereal nanoemulsion. And here I use citrus seed and sorbitan monolaurate to prepare the lipophilic phase, which was mixed with twin 20 as a hydrophilic phase to get the citrus oil nanoemulsion. And for characterization, again, I use the zeta sizer to get the hydrodynamic diameter of the synthesized nanoemulsion. So these two are the nanoemulsion. And in my experiment, I also use two metal nanoparticles to compare the nanoemulsion and the nanoparticles. And for silver nanoparticle preparation, I use plant extract, especially onion bulb juice, for as a reducing and stabilizing agent to convert the silver salt into the silver nanoparticle. This is the figure showing the plausible mechanism of the formation of silver nanoparticles mediated by phytochemicals. So we believe that the phytochemicals present in onion like flavonoids, terpenoids, phenolics that may act as a reducing agent to convert the silver salt into silver nanoparticles. And then after synthesis of the silver nanoparticles, we characterized using UV spectrophotometer. This helps to confirm the synthesis of silver nanoparticles. And then zeta sizer to get the hydrodynamic diameter. We used transmission electron microscopy to figure the size and the morphology of the synthesized nanoparticles. And we found that most of the silver nanoparticles were spherical in shape, and then the particle size was ranges to 19-20 nanometer in size. And to get the, to figure out the crystalline structure, we did powder Yoxardi. Similarly, same onion juice was used to prepare the gold nanoparticles as a reducing agent to convert from gold salt to gold nanoparticles. And we characterized using UV spectrophotometer, zeta sizer, and then the transmission electron microscope and Yoxardi. So after preparation of two nanoemulsion and two nanoparticle, we compare those treatments with the control and hydropriming. Here is the picture I'm trying to show the priming solution. And then I treat the very old, like more than decade-aged onion seeds for treating these seeds with the nanoemulsions and nanoparticles. And we compare with control and hydropriming. So this is the picture of 10 days old onion seedlings, where you can see the significant differences in between the control and the treated one. So when we looked at the data, we found that after doing greenhouse study at 6 and 21 days after sowing, we did this experiment 2016 and 2017. In both here, we found that as compared to the control and hydroprimed, the nanoparticle treated seeds showed the higher seed percentage. Especially gold nanoparticle gave the superior result compared to the other nano treatments. Similar, after getting those exciting results, we further carried our experiment to the field study. We did multi-location field study in three different locations of Texas: College Station, Uvalde, and West Laco. And in the field also, we got pretty much exciting results, like nanoparticle treated has higher plant growth as compared to the control and the treated one. So in the field at 100 days after transplanting, when we measure the plant height, leaf length, number of leaves, neck diameter, leaf diameter, and then the leaf surface area, we can see that in all the three growing locations, nanoparticle treated has the enhanced growth as compared to the control and the hydropriming. Similarly, at 100 days after transplanting, we took some leaf samples from the plant, and we measured the chlorophyll A and chlorophyll B content from all three locations. And in all three locations, we found that there was like a significant differences in between the treatments. You can see the gold nanoparticle and other nanoparticles had the enhancing level of chlorophyll as compared to the control. In a combined analysis, the yield of gold nanoparticle treated onion was higher by 14.1% and 23.9% compared to the hydroprimed and unprimed onion respectively. And gold nanoparticle priming could be an alternative method for promoting the plant growth and yield. So the major concern is like how is nanoparticle is really going inside the seed after the treatment or not. So to confirm that, we did transmission electron microscopy. We make the after treatment of the onion seeds, we cut it into very ultra thin section, very small section. And when we carried out this transmission electron microscope, we were able to see that the silver nanoparticle, this is the control A, and the B is silver nanoparticle treated seed, and then the C is gold nanoparticle treated seed. We were able to see those particles inside the seed embryo, inside the seed coat. So this shows that nanoparticles were really going inside the seed. And to confirm the result, after treatment of the onion seeds, we rinsed a couple of times and we dried, and then we did neutron activation analysis study also to quantify the level of silver and gold inside the seed. So, and then for the nanoemulsion, like turmeric oil nanoemulsion and that citrus oil nanoemulsion, since they are volatile, we use gas chromatography, EMS, to identify and volatile, quantify the volatiles inside the treated seeds. And we are able to see the active compounds which are internalized in the seed. So in conclusion, agrofood industrial bioproducts and plant extract can be utilized for the green synthesis of nanoparticles. And nanopriming could be used for minimizing the germination time in onion. Growth parameters and yield of the nanotreated onion has positively influenced by the gold nanoparticles treatments. This study was supported by the United States Department of Agriculture, SCRI grant, and then the TDA grant. I am also working with the similar stuff using the nanoparticles in the watermelon, and I'm trying to see that the effect of nanoparticles in the chains of phytochemical label, and which I'm presenting in a poster. So my poster number is 382. If you guys want to know more detail about that, you are welcome to stop by at my poster, 382. Thank you. Yeah, although the name sounds gold and silver, it is not that expensive. Actually, we are not using the higher concentration. We are using only 0.001 ppm for the gold and 0.01 ppm for the silver. So it is, and then as a reducing agent, we are using the agro-industrial byproduct. So it is not that expensive. Sorry, I didn't get you.
After you apply treatment, what's going to happen to the silver and gold? Will they be washed away or stored inside?
Actually, silver and gold, they are just a carrier. They are the carrier of the phytochemicals. They are not like a... and then when we try to see the fate of nanoparticles where it is going inside, we can see those nanoparticles only inside the seed but not in the leaf or the stem.
So they stay within the seed?
Yeah. Thank you.